Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to go to the next level? Tell me, are you ready to go?
Government provides homeless shelters with condoms, but not tampons.
Without proper feminine hygiene products, women are forced to use brown paper bags.
In 2016, over 200,000 women were homeless in the U.S.
It's bloody serious.
All right, you guys, good. All right, I'm about to say good morning. Good afternoon, good evening. You guys are listening to WMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman's station, the new look and feel of radio. This is Wind Down Wednesday, trending topics. We also have a special guest that is waiting to come on with us. This is going to be a really, really interesting Wind Down Wednesday talk discussion. So I actually had to talk somebody into becoming a part of my Wind Down Wednesday because we stay on the phone so long and talking about so much. So I got from Cali, Lippy Lana, because she talks. So we'll be talking about that. And she started talking to me about a special woman that we need to know about. We need to understand how powerful women are getting involved in politics in 2018 and making sure that there is a platform for them that will allow people to know that they are in the trenches and doing the work. So as my first person for tonight or for the show, I want to talk about electing an electrifying young woman, Ms. Jocelyn O'Neill, through the Georgia House of Representatives for District 86, working hard for you. So we have her on the line tonight. Ms. O'Neill.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me in this evening on your Wind Down Wednesday. Thank you.
So you represent some great voting precincts in District 86? Could you let us know what those are?
Those voting precincts, I have so many. I have 17 of them, and we'll start alphabetically. The areas that you would be looking at would be Allgood Elementary, Austin Drive, Briar Lake Elementary, Corwood, Dunair Elementary, Glen Haven, Glenwood Road, Jolly Elementary, Lakeside High School, Memorial North, Memorial South, Montreal area, Northside, Peachcrest Elementary, Rehoboth, Roland Elementary, and Roland Road. I have a very, very large district.
Good gracious alive.
Yeah.
I know that. And I've been here in the area for quite some time. Tell us a little bit about how dynamic District 86 is, and why does it mean so much to you that we have someone like yourself that is just aching to get out here and give your message and share that with our community, electrifying us?
It is a very, very culturally diverse area. I live in the Greater Towers area, Glenwood Road and 285.
Towers High School?
Yes, Towers High School. My daughters went to Towers High School, and I've been in the area since 1989. I've seen some drastic changes go on down through the years. I'm very involved with things that happen with our youth. We have some commercial businesses here that have not a great effect on our community. My community is a heavily trafficked area. We have a large apartment complex on the south side of Glenwood Road, and this area houses quite a few of our youth. Then we have Towers High School. And we sit right between Glenwood Road and Covington Highway.
Yeah, the
Magic
Corridor. The 20th Corridor, yeah. That's a part of the whole redevelopment strategy for that area.
Yes. And we need more development, community, economical development in this area. Right now, as many areas in the central and south central part of DeKalb, unincorporated DeKalb, I'd like to say, we have not progressed in bringing better businesses. We have the same old, same old, the nail shops, the, you know, beauty salons. We all need those things, but we don't have anything that's, that would bring a brighter and a newer brand to this area south of Lawrenceville Highway. Mostly the hotels, and one of the most disappointing things that we've done in the last 20-something years was, I think, the most and the largest industry or business that we have is the DeKalb County Jail.
Right.
There's nothing. There's nothing in this area that's outstanding with the connections of the areas between Spaghetti Junction and 285 coming eastward, southeast. That's the largest thing we have. We have a few hotels that might be three levels, but as far as really strong commercial businesses, we have a lot of vacant buildings that I think need to be developed into doing, bringing some better tax revenue, and even with vocational, educational types of products into our areas. One thing that I was interested in, or I became aware of a few years ago, in 2016, DeKalb County Schools, or the governor, actually signed a bill that would help the teenagers, or the our 12th graders as they would go into the 12th grade and ready to graduate. Many of them could not pass the graduation test.
Right.
But a bill was passed that they, if they earned their credits, that they could actually petition the school system to they would research it and find out if they had all of their credits, and they would be awarded their diplomas. Now, for economic development and better jobs and a better pride about yourself, everyone knows that they need to have their high school diploma, even if it's a GED. But if they don't go for the GED, then those credit hours that they've earned and gone to school for 12 years, then you put everybody in a different mindset. You have something to look forward to. And that's the whole thing about capturing the young mind. And I'm just excited about the youth that are standing up for Their Lives Matter and gun control. But if we educate and put our young people in a position, and we've missed out on 15 years, 20 years of these young folks being able to move on in their lives. 13 years ago, I was dealing in my neighborhood with two high schools coming together in my neighborhood, in my park. At one time it was called Meadowdale, but we renamed it to Lou Walker Park because he was very instrumental in helping us in our community.
Right.
And the children were coming and having rival fights in the neighborhood, and we sit right in the middle of the two schools. So I was looking at that at the time. I was executive secretary for Shoal Creek Athletic Club Association. My grandchildren were participants there. And I came home from work from there one evening and noticed all these children in the park. So I got busy. I started typing emails to school board, the principals, the police department, parks and recreation, our local commissioners, and to have some attention brought to a situation that could have been deadly. But it was very disruptive in our area. So we had the meeting, and they asked me, they said, "Well, Miss O'Neill, what would you like to have?" And I was very fortunate coming up. I lived in Memphis, Tennessee, but I was a summer counselor. And trust me, we didn't get paid much. We got stipend. It was just enough to get to work and back home and maybe buy a lunch sometimes. It was a stipend that we were paid. And the only thing I could think of, I said, "Well, why can't we have a summer camp so that our children will have some place to go during the day when school is out, when, you know, they need something to do constructive." And as of this being the 13th year, we've had summer camp where some of our children, 50 to 55 children, come with counselors are paid through Parks and Recreation. They told us, they said, "We'll put you on a fast track, but you all are going to have to come and help us." We passed our flyers throughout the neighborhood, and it's open to anyone that lives in DeKalb County. Right now we have a program that our children can come to and get a breakfast, a lunch, a field trip. They go take them to swimming. You know, that to me is one of the better things that I've experienced in my life. I used to participate a whole lot more than what I do, but they have it handled now. But I'm a person that likes to, when I see a situation, I like
jump
to
right
see resolve.
Mm-hmm.
Jump right in there and resolve the situation. I'm a bit, people say I'm a little pushy. No, I'm determined to see if there's an issue that needs to be solved. It can be solved. Since that time, I'm also on the Advisory Council for Code Enforcement, which makes my eyes a little bit sharper with things that need to happen in communities. Now, it's not 100% by any means. We're not even at 75% in my community, but there are some situations.
And that allows you to be able to enter into the communities with a bolder understanding about the needs of the next door neighbor.
Oh yes. I'm just that type of person anyway. I've always been that humanitarian, let's get it done kind of person. And with this, as being a candidate for District 86, there are so many things that people have called me in my district that's not in my community to ask me to help them resolve matters. And I mean, not just putting up a little sign. I mean, handle a situation. And I've been doing it for a long time. And I do it because I know it's a need. And it's not just a need on my street or in my neighborhood. There are needs throughout our whole community. Because everything affects the whole district. And I tell people I'm not going to be put in boundaries, because if I see that there's a need, no matter where it is, if I can help get it done, that's what I do.
Let me ask you a question. The current person that's in office,
yes.
How long have they been in the area?
In that 28 office, years. Right?
They've been in the same position for 28 years.
28 years.
Mm. Okay. And then, so that's a long time. That's a lifetime.
That's a lifetime politician.
Wow. And it's time for change. And it's good that you, what I hear you are saying is that you have a new nuance about the way things are. And empowering our youth is the key to change, giving them an interdependent environment that allows individuals to grow within their own selves. It's a huge way of igniting a community and stopping crime, increasing graduation situations, allowing these students to feel empowered at the level where they can get on the Glenwood bus and ride on down there to the train station to go get a job in Atlanta and feel confident that they're coming back to a community that they want to protect and have pride in. So I love the fact that you are surrounding your initiative around our youth, because they are the foundation of any community. The schools and the children are the most critical aspect in any community. It is. I remember going to a particular event at Towers High School years ago. And they ask, what is your most valuable asset in your community? And people had various comebacks. And the gentleman that was there was not an African-American. And he says, no, you're all wrong. He says, your children. Your children is your most valuable asset. And then here your school is. And so just knowing that you've been a part about Towers High School and bringing about change in Towers High School is key. So I really commend you on the fact that I do understand the plight of that area. You have a very large area, very large area.
Very large. As a matter of fact, the Greater Towers area consists of roughly about 1,200 homes. It's a very, very large area. Then when you go outside of here, I mean, the community, the district is ridiculously large, you know, and it's a lot to do. But I think once you start being involved, it's not hard to do then, because you have to talk to the people. I talk with my neighbors. I talk with the people that walk the street on Glenwood Road. Many of them know me. And I offer any type of help that I can give them. I work with the homelessness. I really got involved with that a few years ago. I was able to do the homeless count. It was in December. I think it was in 2016. That was a great eye-opener. And that, you know, once you get involved, then you become more involved, because you find out who can help the people that really want to be helped. Because everybody that's in a homeless situation, they may not want to be there. They may not have the resources. They may not know who to go to. But the government has awarded, I found out this year, there was a $4 million that was awarded for homelessness. And so far, I've had a village that was illegal, no running water, no electricity, male, female, black, white, dogs. They were living in a little area in my community, and I had watched it for sometimes, which, you know, and I understand people that want to bring food to them, want to bring blankets, but after I had seen a situation where folks had brought blankets and things to the little village. A couple of weeks later, there was a fire, and one of the little bungalows had burned down. That really, really shook my nerves because, you know, it could have been someone could have died. I don't know. It wasn't a comfortable enough situation for me to just walk in there alone. But when I found out that DeKalb County's community development have ways and a task force to come in and help those who need to be helped or want to be helped, that happened.
You know, it's amazing that you have brought 4 to 5 major points that I didn't know existed. And it's beyond my understanding how a career individual cannot even have brought this out and have this going on in the area when there's access to resources and it's not being allocated, it's not being reached out and gotten. And with you being a part of our leadership in the Georgia House Representative District 86, just listening to you in the last 27 minutes or so here, it has really brought about an inspiring opportunity to continue to support what you're doing. Now, is there things that other people, volunteers, can do to support you and in getting you elected? And when is early voter registration?
Voting starts April the 30th. The primary election will be May 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting signs out as of this week. I have a few signs out this right now. I actually walk and talk to the constituents in my areas. Right now, I've probably gone into about 6 areas, and I usually have someone with me. I have the T-shirts because I don't want to be identified as going into areas and nobody knows why you coming to my mailbox, why you coming up to me. But I actually walk and talk. I don't wait and just before time for you to vote to get out there. And I have been so amazed at how many people I have actually walked up to at their residence, on the street, in the parking lots, at the grocery stores, that have no idea who their state representative is. That just amazes me. And even in some of the heaviest areas that voted for her, they just press the button incumbent. They don't have a clue who she is.
And that's just amazing. I don't mean to cut you off, but that's one thing I heard about DeKalb County and those individuals that they don't try to bring attention to themselves because the people are not informed about what's happening. And so as long as that's why you won't see the incumbent trying to do any advertising. They won't be walking the street. So your campaign has sparked the interest of a great individual that we're going to be having on here in a few minutes. But I definitely wanted to know, what else can we do to support you in terms of getting the word out? Are there additional signs that we could help walk and put out? And are you going to be having a round table kind of town, city, you know, kind of community meeting space?
There will be a community meeting this Saturday at the Pine Lake Church on Whitebridge Road at 11:00. I will be participating in that, and it's open to the public. It will be there. The DeKalb Community Alliance group will be hosting that. I will be there. I'm looking to set up a place to do just a meet and greet out in the open. Memorial Drive is wide open.
I got your spot on Memorial Drive. You ain't got to worry about it. I got your spot.
I want to be out there so people can see me and talk and speak to me, you know. And what I do now is what I do anyway. I go to the General Assembly when it's in session for the 40 days. And as a matter of fact, I was rather disappointed in 2017 when the incumbent, I sat down and did some research. I did a lot of research on the voting activity of the incumbent. And I found out that there was a tremendous amount of absenteeism and no voting. Even though it's a state position, I never want to be the type of person in that seat that's still not involved locally with the county. I go to the Board of Commissioners meetings on a regular basis. I'm involved with the county because not only am I interested in what happens in my community, it reflects on things that are going on in the state.
Exactly.
So getting out and meeting the people and listening to what they say they have concerns about, it's a lot of conversating. I must have spoke with someone 30 minutes last night in the neighbor up off of Lakeside in the Briar Lake area. I'm just amazed at some of the conversations that I've had with the people that really need to be addressed. And the thing is, many of these things are probably already in law, but they're not being enforced, and the people are not being connected to the people in office to, you know, to enhance their lives or enforce the laws that are already there.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to do, because I can do this, because I can. So I have a meet and greet. You and I are going to talk about what date you want. As long as you're doing it could be at 5 o'clock in the evening time. But I definitely, we're going to be at 4933 Memorial Drive. I know the owner of that. It's a club. So we can do a meet and greet there. And it's 4933 Memorial Drive. The proprietor is Angela B. And so I'm definitely volunteering her place, because she is always allowing us to do things when it's the community. So we'll just get together about what day. And one of the other things I like to do is see if we can involve the incumbent in an open debate. And that would also do that. Now, what I want to do is, just for a second, I want to bring in, right after this commercial, Loopy Lana, because she loves to talk, and talk. And we'll be right back, you guys. We are talking with Jocelyn O'Neill, the Georgia House of Representatives, District 86, that has 17 areas, and it's large, and we're in DeKalb County, Georgia, DeKalb County. So we will be right back, and we'll be talking with some trending topics with Ms. Loopy Lana, because she loves to talk. We'll be right back, you guys.
You're listening to WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. Welcome
Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
Community, while the other person is sitting on the background
hoping and praying don't nobody even invite us to nothing. I don't know if they get paid for it or not, but I want to bring in Missy Lyon, the Texas Talks and Talks. Missy, you with us still?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
All right.
Hi there.
So we got some trending topics going on. We were talking about this bad, bad sister that landed the plane for Southeast Airlines. You were telling me about
Southwest. Southwest Airlines.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, Southwest blew an engine, and a lady pilot landed with one engine blown safely in Philadelphia and saved 150 passengers' lives, unfortunately, and we would like to send our condolences out to the passenger who lost her life due to the engine explosion. It pierced the window, and unfortunately, she was hit by shrapnel and lost her life. However, the pilot, who was a Navy pilot, I believe, don't quote me on that, a female pilot, landed that plane safely with the engine blown out in Philadelphia. And I would like to say, thank God for the girls.
Dang it, something. Well, I'm trying to tell you, that's one of them. I'm going to tell you. You know what? That's one thing about being a woman. Nancy Reagan said this long time ago. A woman is like a tea bag. Until you put her in hot water, you don't know how strong she is. We're unflinching. And then just think about the fact that, you know, both of you all are mothers. And let somebody mess with one of them pups and see what happens to them. Huh?
I would just like to say on that account, amen.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes.
I would like to just say that I have been just struck by the strength and the determination of Jocelyn O'Neill. And I'm going to be honest with you. I have lived in my home. I purchased it in 1993. So this is my 25th year. And I have voted for Miss O'Neill's competitor for 20 years. That's like 10 times. And I haven't seen anything that I'm excited about. But what I am excited about is Miss O'Neill. Because
thank you.
I want to thank you for standing up for our community, for someone who goes out into the community and who interacts with the actual constituents of the 86th district. Thank you, Miss O'Neill. And I would like to thank you as well, Miss Karima, for giving us this airtime.
Girl, they got another plane on fire at Delta making an emergency landing after the engine fire in mid-flight. That's just happening. That's trending right now at Hartsville International Airport.
Oh, yes, and it should be trending. If you were able to hear, and I would ask everybody if you haven't heard it on the news, to log in to whatever your news program of choice is and listen to the calmness after she lost an engine. When she's talking to the tower, explaining to them the problem that she has, if you listen to that with that reminded me of was my mother. That reminded me of a mother bear that was in distress but was calm, was capable, and determined. And I would like to say thank you to that pilot. And not just to that pilot, but thank you to all women, especially in the time of Me Too, who are standing up and having their voices heard. We live in a time and an era of patriarchy where women don't really get the due that they're deserved. But I would like to say, without the mothers, there would be no nation. Because a man cannot build a nation. I don't have anything against man. My firstborn is a son, and I love him with everything I have, and I've given him everything I have to give him, and I'm so proud of him. But I would like to say to that pilot who was calm, who was collected, who had enough determination to land that plane and save those lives, kudos. Praise to her and praise to every mother bear in this country. Because the pressure that women have to face day in and day out, before Me Too, after Me Too, beyond Me Too, it's not going to stop. And what I would like to say to anyone listening, to anyone who can hear my voice, stand up. This is the time. And for people in District 86, I would like to say, I don't feel anything. I don't really back anything. If it's not me and if it's not mine and I can't stand for it, I don't get involved. But what I would like to say is I have seen more action from Jocelyn O'Neill than I have in my current representative, who I have voted for. I'm not going to pretend that I haven't. I have voted for her every election since 1994.
Hit incumbent. Is that what I'm talking about? Hit incumbent and keep going, right?
I'm just going to say the incumbent.
Incumbent.
I will say the name we shall not mention.
But,
well, one thing about it, most people don't know her name.
Well, and if they do know her name, can they tell you what she's ever done?
No. She passed the bill in 1991.
Okay, I didn't get here till 93. And even though she shows up when it's time to place the signs in our yards, outside of that, where has she been? Where has she been? And I want to thank you, Karima, for being open-minded enough and in love with your community enough. Even though we're on different sides of the political aisle, I want to say thank you for not being a partisan, for allowing Jocelyn to explain who she is and what she has done for our community, and also to allowing me this opportunity to tell you that my vote is for Jocelyn O'Neill. And anybody in DeKalb County in District 86, I would like to ask you, who is she and what has she done for you?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't come up with anything, then you need to vote for Miss Jocelyn O'Neill on May 22nd or prior, when early voting starts on. We need to get out there for early voting. We really need to do that. Get out there and do what you got to do so that on May 22nd, if it's necessary, you can get out there and drive people who can't get to the polls to the polls. It's our time now. If we don't stand up now, then be prepared to be on the plantation from now on.
Mm-hmm.
That was my
one of the things I like to say is it's okay to make a mistake, just don't be the mistake.
Hello.
Ooh, all right now.
I like that.
All right now.
I'm going to have to add that to my repertoire.
You know, it's if you love what you do, it's not work. is a service, and I am a community servant, and I love doing what I do. Sometimes I ruffle some feathers, but when they finally get to know where I'm coming from, they understand what I'm looking for the community and for my constituents, for my neighbors.
Exactly.
And that's very, very important to me.
So what was your breaking point? What was the breaking point for you to say, because women of in all backgrounds are coming forward and becoming empowered and getting elected. I mean, we have some powerful elections that's going to change history that might take place here in Georgia. We have two women on both sides of the aisle running. So what is drawing you outside the fact that you're already doing, it's just like you already have the job, but nobody's acknowledged it where it needs to be acknowledged. And once you get the the power to be able to make those laws change and to provide the vehicle, what was the breaking point for you to say, I'm not going to be incompetent no more and keep voting for the incumbent?
Well, when I had a discussion with the incumbent about the community, the district, and she could only name about 4 schools in the district, really didn't know the district. That really upset me. And the ones that she could name were the very more prominent school, and one elementary school that does, it's a pretty good shape. That really upset me because I also volunteer in school. The NAACP had an orientation and training program. I went to that because now they're stricter about people just coming into the school. So I took the training with Dynamic, and I started volunteering in school. So you have to do more than just show up. There's some work in it. There's
Absolutely.
Some involvement. There's some touching the children. I am retired from DeKalb County School System, so I've always been around children. Okay, I've worked, and to know that someone has not had a job to actually meet the people and know what's going on, other than something written on a piece of paper. See, that doesn't describe, or you can't give a description of how you need to work with the community if it's something that's just someone else wrote on paper. I can write it on paper, even if on my website. I don't have a lot of beautiful colors and all that kind of stuff and red, white, and blue pictures of just being at the General Assembly or associating with another political colleague. Mine is just a whole bunch of lists of the things that I've done down through the years, the involvement that I've had with the constituents. And I'm stimulated by that. You know, I have a great support system at home. My husband, 37 years, he's been my backbone for many things. And he basically just lets me do my thing, and I do appreciate that. He kind of tells me, don't do it that way. No, 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 no. But he listens to me, and he does not stop me from getting involved. And I love being involved with the community.
Kudos to Mr. O'Neill, whoop whoop in the house. So you have the website is
www.votejocelynoneill2018.org. Yes.
And people can contact
you.
I do have a
Facebook page, which is Jocelyn Carter O'Neill. And you can see a lot of things that I've been involved in. I've actually cleaned yards up when people have stuff thrown out from evictions or whatever, you know, abandoned houses and this stuff. I've actually gotten out and worked and cleaned up, bagged it up, called the sanitation, so we got a big mess. I got involved with my community doing community service hours. I even have people that call that need to do community service hours. I'm the registered agent. That helps to help clean up. I've cleaned up some strong areas. Of course, it doesn't help much. And I'd like to say to the people, don't throw your trash out of your car. But I'm, you know, I'm involved in a lot of things that, you know, that I know my incumbent's not even concerned about doing. But even if I wasn't running for this office, I would still do it.
That's all that matters. I definitely want to let you guys also know we also can have another roundtable discussion. See, these are my close friends, so I can volunteer their businesses. So we're definitely going to be at Loving Care Family Chiropractor, 5336 East Mountain Street in Stone Mountain. Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. That'll be another area where we'll be able to host the meet and greet at that facility too. So I'm going to let them know that I volunteered their building. But y'all can contact and make an appointment with Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle at 678-884-3778. So these are the couple of things that I know that we can do, and we definitely want to get out here and contact people on our social media network and everything. So we only have but a few minutes. Loopy Lana, do you have any closing remarks about your trending topics for Wind Down Wednesday?
Well, a closing remark. Actually, I would like to say now is the time to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time to make your voice heard. It's not like we haven't learned that every vote counts. We know that. We have experienced the election of the first African American president. We know if we get up, stand up, vote, and make our voices heard, there's nothing that we cannot do. So I would just encourage everybody, regardless of your political leaning, start voting your interests. There's nothing special about being special if you're voting against your interests. That makes you especially unspecial, actually. And all I can say is, you know what works for you. You know what's important to you. I would just say that as women, because I am a woman, I'm a mother, I would just say to you, stand up. Do the right thing. I want to give kudos to Karima and your radio station for it's not about the party, it's the purpose. And there's nothing more important than educating our children, caring for our elderly, keeping our streets clean and safe. The only way that's going to happen is if you vote for the person that has your best interests at heart, not your party's interests at heart, your interests at heart. So I say, go, vote, vote. That's what I have to say for the trending topics. Don't be afraid, because if you want to be considered equal, the only way you're equal is if you get out there and vote. Because if you don't vote, the truth of the matter is you don't count. And one other thing I want to say, the time of professional politicians is over.
Yeah.
It is over. If I have voted for you, I am kind of upset with myself, because I have to ask myself for the last couple of years, outside of placing signs in my yard, what has the incumbent done for our community? In 25 years, without being disrespectful, nothing. And listen, it's more important that someone is working to support us. Let me just say this. I don't consider myself a partisan, but I consider myself practical. And as a single mother, I just want to shout out my baby who's about to graduate and say this. Every decision that you make, stop sacrificing our children.
Right.
Stop sacrificing our community.
That's a whole other topic right there, you guys. I have to cut everybody off because we're going to have to get off of here. We had this hour-long topic on Wind Down Wednesday. I want to thank Lippy Lana because she loves to talk. And we definitely want to thank Ms. Jocelyn O'Neill from the Village House of Representatives of District 86. That's who she's going to be. That's how I'm saying. That's how I'm going to speak her name into existence. How about that?
How about that?
Yes.
How about that?
I thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. We also want to just close out with the memory of Barbara Bush, who passed away. First Lady dies at 92. Barbara Bush was the matriarch of the Republican political dynasty, and the first lady who elevated the cause of literacy died Tuesday. And she was a great woman and a great first lady. So we're going to get out of here, closing off Amazing Grace. You guys have a great evening, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow on our tuning app. You can listen to this show. And we'll be talking about, not about the party, but the purpose, on another conversation with Ms. Jocelyn O'Neill. We thank you guys. Y'all have a good night.
Good night. And have a good evening.
Looking feel of radio.